You better thank God for being here tonight, because some things are about to happen in the body of Christ around the world tonight, right out of Darrow. Yeah, amen. Amen. So get ready. I come here ready tonight. I have to first ask you, or thank you, those of you who've been with me so long in ministry, some 10, 20, 30, 40 years, been in ministry 52 years. Tonight's subject is a subject that the Lord has given me for the body of Christ. I've read thousands of books. I have never seen this subject. And I have to explain it to you tonight. I'm going to minister to you. But you're here on a special night because I'm going to go over some of the things in my ministry, what caused me to get here. You may be seated. Father, we bless this service in Jesus' name. The term that I'm going to use tonight is something that God has called me to do 52 years ago and been training me up to this point. You were part of it. Now, denomination, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Church of God in Christ, Word of Faith, whatever you call them, that's not the church. The church is the body of Christ. No matter what where you're from or who you are, what if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're part of the church. So with all these organizational structures, we got away from the real structure. In the book of Acts, how it should be run. We're going to open the two opening. You turn to Ephesians 2:19 and Ephesians 4:11. We're going to go over those scriptures in a few moments. Now, to get here, listen very carefully before I give you the subject. I had to walk out of Madison Square Garden preaching. Yes, sir. I could have been still preaching there. The Lord told me, no, it's time to go. You know about Madison Square Garden, right?
Yes, sir.
Thousands and thousands of people. The Lord pulled me out of that meeting and told me, I told my two sons, yeah, I said, this is my last week. I've been doing it for years. So I had to leave Madison Square Garden for the night. You listening? I had to resign from one of the board of one of the largest ministry in the world. I was a board member. They asked me to be a board member. I go to the camp meeting all the time, go to the different. And the Lord told me, said, resign with one sentence. Thank you for letting me serve you. I got to go. These are places that you don't walk from, all right? In a large ministry, I had to speak up. A lady had asked all white folks to lay hand on black folk and get the curse off them. I just got through preaching. Now, one of the largest ministries in the world. I stood up and took the mic out of her hand. I said, nobody better not touch nobody in here, because there's no such thing as black people curse.
Right.
Everybody curse who don't have Jesus.
Right.
I said, nobody better not lay hand on nobody up in here. Now, I'm talking about a large ministry.
Yes,
you know what? White and black started running with joy in that meeting.
Yes.
But I had to do that not to show no favoritism. If God want me to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yes,
all right, so I did that. Ministry tried to call me on the carpet. When I got money coming, they tried to call me on the carpet. They said all the money was going to me. Now, how they going to be? But they didn't understand why God had called me to get them out of all that organizational structure to get them where they can trust God for their ministry. And so I didn't go to the meeting. Because the reason I didn't go, I had a word from the Lord that morning before the call came, how it's going to come and what to do. Yes, God shut me down from traveling all over the world. You know, we're in our fourth jet. I remember one year we traveled, how many hours?
500
hours. Churches of all sides. I used to tell my son, they were younger, I says, just a building, because we went to some large church and chandeliers hanging. I always tell them, this is just another building, we're going in and preach the gospel.
Yes.
But God shut me down from traveling all over the world and slowed me down to come to this moment. I'm still in love with all the churches.
Yes.
Large church wanted me to pastor right out of Southern University campus, and I'm all, you know, my friend, he's going home to be the Lord. He's all excited, you know, and some of the people was excited, and the Lord came in the Darrow down the road and told me, I'm going to do it in Darrow. I said, oh, God, I really thought you were going to use me. And he did it. Now we got people on the line from all over the world.
Yes, sir.
We got the LTMA.
Yes,
sir. We got the School of Ministry.
Yes, sir.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
So, I told you about the different denominations for a reason, because the subject I'm going to teach tonight and begin to expose the body of Christ to is going to bring us back in charge of everything. First of all, in charge of your personal life.
Yes.
You're going to know how to handle things and cause things to happen. And then you know how to drink from the river and drink from the well and swim in the river. I didn't know I was going to do this tonight, but the Lord, sometimes the Lord just shut up and sit beside you and say, all right, go ahead and do what you want to do. We're going to begin training the body of Christ at large, especially this church, the authority of the apostolic believer. I'm going to write a book on that.
Yes, sir.
The authority of the apostolic believer. Now, if you would look with me in the Bible, you're going to see the whole picture as we read these few verses, and I'll start sharing some things with you. You have not been walking in your full authority. I'm talking to the whole body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
And tonight you will begin to walk in more authority because you're going to be in a better position. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, in Ephesians, I want to read, these scriptures have been skipped because they wasn't saying what people wanted to say. But we're going to have to go to them now. Ephesians 2, 19. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. Thank God. I want you to underline strangers, foreigners, and then I want you to see the word fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. So there's a lot of area in the spirit realm that we are strangers and foreigners because we have not walked in our full pledge anointing. Even though, because the anointing will come here real strong. The next 20, 25 minutes, you're going to sit in your seat. Because the Lord wants this transition to take place. And you got to go against a lot of grain to preach this type of message. But I want you to see the words, stranger, foreigners, and fellow citizen, and then of the household of God. Just get all that in your digestive system. And the 20th verse ended up built up on the foundation. Here's where it goes. And if you don't understand this, if you got an apostle preaching to you, and you don't understand this, you'll think he's trying to push apostleship. But it's a revelation that had been missed that you should have apostolic abilities in you if you train right. You really... Unless it's a special meeting like we had, Reformation, and I was making money demonstrators, I laid hand on everybody that was in here because I was passing on an anointing. But actually, you don't need no hand laid on you. The only reason you haven't hand laid on you now, you've been in church 30 years and got hand laid on you. The only reason you're getting hand laid on you now, you never have been an apostolic believer. You don't know you can do this. Or you can do this in the mail room. Now, over three-quarters of the church would be against this type of teaching because they always want somebody else to lay a hand on them. When they are called to lay hands on others. Every believer, you are called to lay hands on other people. All right? Now, this verse will bring argument among denomination structures because it pulls the power from people who think they're so powerful. In the 20th verse, it says, and are built upon the foundation. Look what it says. Didn't say Jesus Christ. Why? Of the apostle and prophets. Now, it says Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. You see in that verse? What it mean by build upon the foundation of the apostle and the prophet? Spiritual government and insight of the future. The apostle and the prophet is the, why y'all believe, and I can't, some of y'all been to the army, y'all know, the general. Then who else next, the captain? None of y'all been to the army? Is it all y'all men of y'all? None of us been to the army. It's the general, right? He's the top man. Then who next?
Colonel.
Who next?
Lieutenant.
Who?
Lieutenant.
The what?
Lieutenant.
What'd he say?
Lieutenant
Colonel. What else?
Major.
Who?
Major.
Why we don't have no problem with that? So we're going to read in Ephesians 4 in a few minutes. Or you're going to get something tonight because you're going to become more powerful. You're going to become more stronger. You're going to be able to function in a better anointing, a stronger anointing, and stronger authority. So it says, built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, meaning that the apostle and the prophet are not out there by themselves. They have somebody to answer to that is higher than them.
Yes, sir.
The general.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But the general is not going to overlook who the next man?
Colonel.
The general is not going to look over the colonel and come down to somebody layperson and give them instructions. He's going to go through. I want you to write and circle divine order.
Divine order.
Divine order. Once you learn how to walk in divine order, all the structures that have been built through organization will not influence you anymore. Don't care what kind of robe they wear, what kind of rope or cross they have around their neck. You have to know that you can contact God for yourself in your bedroom with the door open. Now, impartation and anointing will have to take place in these meetings. I can't do it. I know I can't. I can give some information, but the Holy Spirit is going to have to help me because this is a whole new realm, a whole new dimension for the church to be ready for the culture structure that Satan is setting up.
Yes,
Satan is setting up a culture structure that is coming in the church. I'm going to say some things tonight. You're going to blow you out your seat. Notice verse 21, in whom all are building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for what?
Habitation.
Habitation of who?
God.
To the Spirit. Other words, because we have not, go to Ephesians 4:11, been trained properly as apostolic believers, God cannot fully habitate us. He can't use us like he want to use us. People who want to be a preacher, who want to be a pastor, who not a pastor. Well, where all that come from? They want to be an apostle and they're not an apostle. They want to be a prophet and they're not a prophet. Where all that come from? It can come from the Spirit. It can come from secular influence and make it think like it's spiritual. Now notice, now all of this built, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. I'm just going to take that segment. That's talking about apostolic believers.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16 talks about apostolic believer, and it talks about how they are built. The apostle, the prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist, they all have to be apostolic. Now watch what it says here. And why we're not here, why we're not doing this as we should. In Ephesians 4:11 says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. Why he kept using the word some? What the top man in the army, colonel? No.
General.
He made everybody a general.
That's right.
You let a colonel come in and tell me I'm a general. What? And a general in there. What you say? What you said? 5 years with no food. No, I'm just kidding. All right, now Ephesians 4:11. Now, if Ephesians 4:11 does not function properly, verse 12, die. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If they are not properly organized, the Holy Spirit can't properly use them. And even though you're going to have a lot of emotional meetings, and a lot of running, and a lot of crying, and a lot of falling out, but yet people's lives are not speaking to the ability that God wants them to have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For the perfecting of the saints. What does the word perfecting mean?
Maturing.
Maturing? Well, give me another word. I don't know. Maturing? Growing up?
Yes, sir.
What else? Development? Yeah. Standing on your own 2 feet? In the spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
Satan recognized when you open your mouth. I say Satan recognized when you open your mouth.
Yes.
That's one of them.
Yes.
Don't mess with her. Get that weaker one down there. She know how to use the sword of the spirit. She knew how to put up the shield of faith to quench all our fiery darts. She knew the weapon of her warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that rise up against her. She know that. She been properly trained. Look at those three things in verse 12. For the perfecting of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. They talk about till we all come to the unity of faith. See, that's apostolic.
Yes.
Verse 12 through 16 is apostolic. That's what every believer should be doing right now. But we're not. We're not. Now, the Lord took me back to some notes in the night month and the night date in 1900, in the 1900s. And one of them was proper dress code. My son and I went to visit one of our members who was in the church in the hospital. She had been attacked. And we both, he knew when I called him, he knew our dress code. We got a dress. We walked through that hospital, every person, short, tall, rich, broke. How y'all doing? Good evening. I said, now if we had a shirt on, boy, they wouldn't be talking to us like that. And they have turned the church into a ballroom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
With no respect. And the Lord told me, bring it back. Now let me give you a prophecy.
Yes,
and you catch what you can catch out of here. And I want you to take it personally. Son, I'm not partially with you. I'm with you all the way. Daughter, I'm not partially with you. I'm with you all the way, all the time.
Yes, sir.
Don't care how you feel. Don't care how things look. Don't care what the circumstances are. Daughter, I'm with you. And I'm all of me with you. All that I am, all that I can do is always with you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
I'm always with you. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what the situation looks like. I don't care what other people are saying. I am always with you.
Yes.
All that I am and all that I can do. So I'm not partial with you. I'm with you all the way. Then he says, I'm ready to put your ministry on display. This is a brand new day of new dimensional power.
Yes.
Need not to review because you're about to see the new. Need not to review because you're about to see the new.
Yes,
you need not to review. Don't go back. You're about to see the new.
Yes,
need not to review. You're about to see the new. Flowers were turning to fire, and fire were turning to flower. Dreams will reveal all schemes. So no scheme will be put on you because you're going to see the night before, but they're going to try tomorrow. You will know ahead of time what is coming up ahead. They will come from everywhere, not drifting, but on purpose. Those who have lived in captivity will become captains of their lives. What? Those who have been living in captivity will become captains of their lives. The fresh anointing of apostolic power. All right, stay with me now. We'll go some more scripture in a few moments. Let's write in our notes, and let's not think we're talking about the fivefold ministry gift, for we should have what they have. See, what they have is to bring to us, not to keep for themselves, not to be a special group, but to share Jesus Christ in that capacity. All right, governing. Apostolic anointing cometh upon you tonight. That means you're going to know what to do. That means you're going to know Jesus for yourself. That means you're going to know how to function for yourself in the spirit. Yes, you got a pastor. Yes, you got somebody over you. But all they're supposed to do is feed you and lead you. Demonstration of the spirit and power. And you read 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5. And to show you how it worked, Apostle Paul revealed strong ministry and talked about the demonstration of the spirit and the power. You read that. But I want you to turn to Isaiah 9, 6 now. Isaiah 9, 6. I want you to turn there. Very important. Isaiah 9, 6, because it talks about governing power. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, Romans 8, 11, dwells in me. That don't even sound right. My life saying that? The same spirit that raised Jesus. Well, that spirit got Jesus from the dead, or get you from a cold. Or a toothache. The same spirit. See, we read these things, but we got to know the reality of them. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and all hell against him, every demon trying to hold him in the grave, and they couldn't, an angel come roll the rock away. I believe the angels tonight are rolling rocks away out of your life. Because everything that's holding you back is nothing but a rock. Oh, man. It's nothing but a rock. And God got angels watching over you. When you understand that and yield to that in your faith, things are going to start happening different in your life. You're not going to be a regular church member, but you'll be a representative of the kingdom of God. My goodness. Dan, Isaiah 9 and 6. You can be seated. For unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. Thank you, Lord. And he will be a wimp. Every time you think you're losing, you're a wimp. I'm talking to me too. Listen, you see, and the government, what type of government that is? Government over everything. Over internet, space, everything. It's his world. And you have to walk around knowing that you're packing him. I'm packing Jesus. I'm packing the Holy Spirit. I'm packing heaven. I'm packing the kingdom. All that's on the inside of me. Stop shopping and start submitting. Write that down. Stop using God for a shopping center and start submitting to him. He already know what you want. He already know what you... Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask to think according to the power. Let the power work.
Yes, sir.
Government should be on my show. His name should be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting. Go on. I'm going to go on to verse 7 and the Prince of Peace, 9:7. Of the increase of his government. How is government going to increase now? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. His government is being increased through us right now. As Christian, as children of God, as sent one.
Right.
To that's why the kingdom of God is on the inside of us.
Yes.
Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
When you pray, don't be looking in the sky. Look on the inside. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace and mercy if you shall find help in time of need. What is that? That throne is on the inside of you. God built it in there.
Yes.
It ain't in a far, far way. Look what he said. Of the increase of the government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. You see it? To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. Nobody can stop that. No, Isaiah 9, 6, turn to 1 Corinthians 15:10. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Hallelujah is right.
Hallelujah.
But by the grace of God,
good
God Almighty,
I
am what I am.
Yes.
And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which is upon me.
Yes, sir.
With me. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Galatians 2:20.
Yes, sir.
Special grace, know that. Special faith, know that. Special anointing, oh my. Special grace. Special faith, special anointing has not been used as they should be used because we have not walked under apostolic grace as we should. We try to work under pastoral grace, and what the pastor's trying to do is make you keep you happy. I heard today a leader would take people where they want to go. A great leader will take them where they need to go.
That's good.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
And see, where you need to go, gonna be in where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. Now here in Galatians 2:20. Have you really been living by the faith of the Son of God? That, you know, the moments. You think that's Jesus' faith? The moments when you think you're not going to make it. The moments when you're under pressure. You think you're living by the faith of the Son of God? No, you're not. Jesus never was under no pressure. So the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelt in me, the same faith that was in Jesus is on the inside of me. That's why he's able to say it in John 14:12, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. Then he left us the word, his name, and the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
His word, wow. His name, and the Holy Ghost. If you can't get there with those three, his word, his name, and the Holy Ghost. You see me?
Yes, sir.
So in this authority, wearing this apostolic anointing, you're going to be more forceful, because in doing that, just like the apostle was assigned, you're going to open the portals of heaven that the supernatural can come to you, through you, to others. Miracles be regular occasion to you. I've seen, what, 2 or 3 people raised from the dead. I know I didn't do it. But he'll do it.
Yes, he will.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I've seen a little girl with disability, couldn't walk, and stayed there a while, and the child sent me a picture back, the child riding a horse. Not one time. I've seen it over and over and over again. Doctor told the person, yeah, you're not going to ever walk straight. And the man took off running one day in the church and been running ever since. And now his job is climbing the high building. We all going to do this. Not in arrogance. Watch what I said now. But through assignment. God needs somebody showing up strong, yielding to his spirit, and letting him use them as a vessel.
Yes.
And don't wait on somebody up here in the pulpit to do it. God dang it, you got power.
Yes.
Now, quite naturally, follow me now, because you're a spirit, you have a soul and living body, you're going to have to constantly be operated on. See that? Look at Hebrews 4:12. We'll come back to Galatians. Hebrews 4:12. What you need to be operated on. The word of God is quick. Powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joint and the marrow. And the discerner of the intent and the thoughts of the heart. The word of God. Huh? You see that? You saw that? Now, I want you to connect that with John 6:63. John 6:63. I want you to connect it because you're gonna have to constantly be operated on. We're getting too many doggone physical operations. If you get on operated on spiritually, right, you won't have to have all them operations. You're looking to man more. We look to man more than we look to God. It is the spirit that quickeneth it. The flesh profit not. The word that I speak to you, they are
spirit.
Now, have you let God spoke the word to you, or are you speaking the word all the time? So we're trying to make confession, have plaques inside the wall and all that, but did you hear anything from God? Did you do any meditation? Have you had a visitation lately? Have God put his hand on you? Have God sat down and talked with you? You know it was the Spirit of God. Sometimes we're too busy quoting scriptures. We can't hear what God's saying because we're trying to tell God we know this.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, the average church, they'll jump up and say, I don't want to hear that. I'm going to quote my scripture. Quote your scripture. Look at the results you're getting. That's one word from God. I mean, you just said, oh, my God, I feel him. I feel him right now. Whoa, Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness, man. Just one touch from God. You done read 9 chapters and fell, and then nothing happened yet. Slow down and know who you are. Slow down and know he loved to talk to you. You don't get in God's presence. You live in God's presence. When I said present, it sounded like prison. You know what the Spirit again? Tell everyone on the sound of your voice they're coming out of prison tonight. And it spills a transaction that any way you're trying to be locked down, if you listening, my presence is with you all the time and nothing can hold me down. Are you listening? I got 2 sets of notes up here. The Lord just, because he want me to just hit you hard tonight. Go back to Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. See, let that become a reality to you. You don't need no 19 verses. Stop where God talked to you at. Y'all keep reading. Because I've read 3 chapters. Stop. When the Lord speaks to you, stop reading. And start listening. Read that same voice over and over again. Oh, my goodness. Read that same voice, the one that hit you. Stop there. The Lord saying, when that one hit you, Lord said, I don't need you to know no more right now. Let me work with you right here. How many of y'all ever kept reading? You got an inspiration, but you kept reading. Ooh, no, stop when the inspiration comes. That's one of your apostolic lessons right there.
Right.
When you read it, and when the Holy Ghost come up on you, don't read no further.
Uh-huh.
Just stay right there and dance with the Spirit. Because he's trying to tell you something. See. You know, say, how many of y'all read the whole Bible? What the difference to me read the whole Bible now you ain't got nothing happening? You're trying to read the whole Bible here, yeah, Genesis and Revelation. For what? If you stop in one verse, stay there a whole year.
Yes, sir. Good. Yes, sir.
Feed on it.
Right.
Until he says something to you out of it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. 1 John 2:27 and Luke 4:18, you're talking about special anointing. Let me hear hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Now, notice what we're dealing with. The authority of the apostolic believer. This is not another denomination. This is a revelation of how to walk with God with intimacy at all times. Almost got 2 subjects, Darius, but I'm going to keep it with this one, but I'm going to give you this statement. Building your unlimited access to God.
Wow.
Now you're going to know how to do that. Building your unlimited access to God. You have an unlimited access from God has been cut off from you from the pulpit. For the pulpit is not in divine order. They don't even recognize an apostle when he walk in the room. They don't even recognize a prophet when he walk in the room because they're high-minded because of numbers or because of money. God sent me to many men. They want me to receive offering. I ain't got time to receive no offering. I come here in an office. I'm trying to make a deposit up here. I ain't no offering receiver. I come here with an office to bless you and your people. Oh my God, to go to another level. And you talking about a doggone offering?
Yes.
Let me give you some points here Write down Jude 20, 1 Corinthians 14, 2, and John 7, 37, 39, because I might be able to get all of them. Now listen very carefully. Listen and let the Holy Spirit breathe on this these few moments. God has set you up to have unlimited access to him at all times. I have unlimited access to God at all times. Listen, I want you to hear this too. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, in this lesson, no substitute will ever be able to stand in God's way. You will not settle for no substitute anymore. Satan loves substitute. Satan will show you something almost what you should have. That's what he tried to do Jesus in the wilderness. But Jesus said, Matthew 4, 4. You know what Matthew 4, 4 said? No, no. Don't say nothing. You know what Matthew 4:4 says? Who doesn't know what Matthew 4:4 says? I might call on you and I'll put your hand up and pray with me. Matthew 4, you know what it says? Everybody look at it now. Matthew 4:4. You should know what it says. You're too busy reading too many scriptures. Find out the man. You need to know that scripture. Man should not live by bread alone. Here word proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, in that way, no substitute can be given to you. Because if it does not line up with the word of God, you don't want it. Okay, how good it sounds, I don't care. If 5,000 went that way and 2 went that way, I'm going that way. I'm going with the Lord, me. See, you can't be popular and powerful at the same time. Not in the spirit realm. You can't be popular. You can't be going with it, what everybody wants, what everybody's saying, what everybody's doing. You got to listen to God, listen to the Holy Spirit, and listen to revelation knowledge, and listen to the truth, and listen to the grace of God. You see what I'm saying? Huh? Operating in the type of faith that no power can stop. Operating in the type of faith that no power can stop. Flowing, you listening? In realms, plural, of the Spirit that are wrapped in the presence of God at all times. Flowing in realms of the Spirit that is wrapped in the presence of God at all times. Listen, and the Lord wants you to know this. Total deliverance lives on the inside of you now. Say, total deliverance lives on the inside of me now. Say it again.
Total deliverance lives on the inside of me now.
In the person of the Holy Spirit at your command.
Yes.
All right. We will have to function in the unusual, not church usual. It's time for demonstration and manifestation. Now, I think I'm over 51 churches now, and I got some dedicated men and women, and they're a lot of times preaching the same thing I'm preaching because they're turning their people into apostolic believers. These apostolic ministries and team will become the stronger men of their cities, governing over the spiritual atmosphere. They can say what they want about Darrow, but Darrow is covered, baby. And no demon gonna rage here. It's covered by the anointing, covered by angels, covered by the presence of God. Look at Acts 5:12 quickly. Acts 5:12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You didn't say nothing? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I told you to open it up. And by the hands of the apostles was many signs and wonders. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. The hand of the apostle become your hand. If you got enough on the inside of you, you got enough revelation, enough understanding, you function in the power. Oh my goodness. Look at Acts 4:33. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 4, verse 33. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. That's what happened to you tonight. See, can you agree with this? See if this fits your heart any kind of way. Can you wear this? See. Believers are searching for perpetual victory. Not up and down, ongoing victory. You know how to do that? Here we go. You must, and you can look at Romans 8:26-28 to get this. I mean, you write it down. You must recognize your insufficiencies and depend on the Holy Spirit. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. That's an apostolic statement. Recognize your insufficiency and depend on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I don't know what to do now. But I'm yielding to you. Pray till you answer. Don't pray 45 minutes if you give the answer in 4 minutes. Activate the answer. See? See, so sometimes you start praying, the Holy Spirit give you an answer.
Thank you, Lord.
Or give you a scripture.
Yes.
Go to it.
Thanks.
Feed on it. Because His word is spirit and life, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
In the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
His word is spirit and life. Spirit and life is the supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Sam's spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Now, I know some of y'all may think online and here think I'm not teaching. But I tell you one thing. You go on to another level if you're listening.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I know all the goosebumps not here tonight and all the emotion not here. But bless God, when the next challenge come up,
yes,
there's something on the inside of you going to speak up,
yes,
and let you know who you are,
yes,
and I don't have to stand for this. You may appreciate me 5 years later, but God dog the night, God talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Depend on the Holy Spirit. Always remember, spiritual climates can be adjusted. Paul and Saul was in jail. Climate wasn't good. Locked up. They changed the climate. Start praying and singing. When it did, an earthquake came, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll read this. Keeping the spiritual climate conducive and correct for the ongoing victory of an advancing church. Now, I'm teaching this in school of ministry. I taught classes on it. Now, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to... corrected and directed, I believe. That's a big word. Ministers will be responsible to keep the heaven open for the Lord. No, the church, not just ministers. You are responsible to keep the heaven open for the Lord. Because you His vessel, you His tool, you His weapon, you His channel. God is not designed just to solve your little Mickey Mouse problem. God want to use you to solve problems. But because you've been held back in denominational setting and thinking and rituals and rules and regulation, you have not walked as you should walk in an apostolic, governing, prophetic, insight anointing. But it's upon you tonight. The apostolic mandate and authority is being placed upon those churches in these awesome days of the demonstration of God's new wave of power. You're going to see a new wave of power. You will see prophecy fulfilled. You're going to prophesy to yourself. Spirit of God is going to give you a prophecy. You prophesy and see it fulfilled. I do it over and over again. This new breed will become pillars for God's new leadership structure to be established in his last day church. You'll know how to flow in the Spirit. Watch this. Oh, my. You'll know how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word. Let's say it. Flow in the Spirit. Function in the Word. What did he say? My word would not return to me void. It would accomplish what I send out to do. Isaiah 55:11, I believe. Huh? Psalmist said, "Thy word is a lamp and a light to my path." Know how to flow in the Spirit and function. Now we're back to Ephesians 4:11-16. That's what the body of Christ need to know, how to flow in the Spirit and function in the Word, not just on Sunday. A Christmas. The fullness of the prophetic and apostolic dimension will be birthed before the breaking forth of this new day of the Lord. It will set the pace for the emergence of governing apostolic anointing to impact the cities and influence the nation. People are going to travel 1,000 miles to find a church in power. I got people leaving churches right now. See, I got enough of this. I've been searching. I want to know. I know what God's bigger than this. And Rev just keep preaching the same thing. I got one of my children having a problem. I can't get it straight. These sermons ain't getting it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Thank everybody, say thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Say it again. Thank God.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
One more time.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
And the Lord said to tell you, you will receive demonstration in the Spirit. In your own personal life. Now I'm going to give you three words, very simple words, but I want you to grasp them. You will see, flow, and know more. See, flow, and know. You will see, flow, and know. In the Spirit, you will see, flow, and know more. Now in order for it to happen, your personal life must be in place. I'm going to give you a few more to say. Oh my, that time passed. Let me give you three or four right quick. I might just give you the scripture so you can study yourself. You must understand this divine position fully. In Galatians 2:20, in Galatians 3:13 and 14, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Well, every time Satan tried to put you on the curse, you call him a liar.
Amen.
Always permitting the Holy Spirit to stir up the gift that is in you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. Always permitting the Holy Spirit to stir up the gift that is in you. And I'm going to have to come back to these. I'm just going to give you a few of them. I'm going to give you the scripture, but I'll come back to them. I pray God I'll get back to them. Developing your life to flowing in the rivers of water, knowing how to swim in the Spirit. Developing your life to flowing in the rivers of water, knowing how to swim in the Spirit. You know, that's John 7, 37, 39. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then I want you to look in Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12, and you'll see a man, the Spirit of God brought him to some waters, and he was ankle deep, then he went knee deep, then he went waist deep, then he went where he couldn't walk across it no more, he had to swim.
Yes.
Everything got turning out for good.
Yes.
Trees, everything. Everything got turned, the fish, everything got turned out for good. Because he was swimming in the river. You got to learn how to swim, baby.
Yes, sir.
Swimming through impossible situations.
Yes, sir.
Making stroke that the enemy can't choke.
Yes.
In the Spirit. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
I mean, just be joyous when you look like a bastard. Look like you ain't got no God. Be joyful anyway, because you know, you got to know for yourself. The other person can't be judging you. Come out. Why she come out like that? Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mind your own business.
Hallelujah.
I'm walking with God, me. I know I'm coming out of this thing because I know how to swim. Let me close. Having fruit growing and gifts flowing.
Wow.
That's what you're called to do. And Galatians 2:22 to 25 and 1 Corinthians 12:4 to 11. Having fruit growing,
yeah,
and gifts flowing. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, love, have them growing.
Uh-huh.
And then the gifts flowing. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the Son of the Spirit. Just flowing through you. Living in rivers, rims of the Spirit, once you drink from the well. How many of y'all have drank from the well? Well, the river belongs to you too. Oh Lord, I got to close. Listen, I want you to say this with me. The rivers of supernatural anointing
is on the inside of me.
What are they? The key to all deliverance and maintaining victory is in me. The key to all deliverance and maintaining victory is in me. You go back to that river, John 7, 37 through 39. Drinking from the well and flowing in the river. All right, I'll close with this. God just wants to teach us how to tap into what he already knows. It is learning how to tap into the supernatural well of power in your spirit. Listen to me now. Next time you're dealing with something, don't look on the outside. Look on the inside.
Yes,
where the burning lamp is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That is the Holy Spirit in you. So what we start off talking about, the authority, and we start out with two scriptures, actually the apostle, built on the apostle and the prophet, and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, and then it gives us the assignment of the fivefold ministry gifts, then Ephesians 4:11, and 12, the threefold assignment, and then it produced spirit-filled believers who know their rights in Christ walking in the apostolic anointing. Yes, sir. Why there's so much sin in the church? Why the church not holy? You know, I like to say things radical. Why they got whole and holy mixed up? They don't even spell it like. Somebody ever bother you in this church and get out of the way with you? Tell one of my men. I'll take care of it. I'll get them straight to put them out. Nobody's supposed to be listening to you in this church unless both of y'all sing and you want to hear what he's saying. I ain't got nothing to do with that. All I can say about that is hallelujah. But if you get bothered by a married man or something, or a married woman, a woman usually don't bother you. But a mad man hit you wrong, tell one of my ushers, I'll take care of it. Because I don't want that here. I'll try to help them, you see what I'm saying? But I'm going to call them in. Ronald know that. Ronald been with me a long time. See, and I need people like Ronald. Been with me faithful for a long time, even for this moment now. Larry, them boys been here a long time. And they know what I stand for. And you know it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. I pray for you tonight. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you got us in this new, I would call it episode of the spirit. Men and women around the world are on the line listening to me. They're backing my ministry up. They're with me. They're praying. And it's just powerful. People, I think 6 new members come offline suddenly. They're constantly coming from all parts of the world and different countries. And I know you're getting a remnant together to walk this thing out, and I can't do it by myself. I have to have an apostolic team. I thank you for the team you're building. I thank you for these women who are praying and holding this thing. Oh, my God. Thank you for every one of them, Lord. And let these messages give glory to you and bring it. Oh, my God. The suffering is leaving. Ooh, the substitute are leaving. The real church is about to rise. Not just from the pulpit, but from the pew. Thank you so much. Fresh anointing be on everybody, inside and outside, this night. Fresh anointing on their home. Fresh anointing on their cause to drive. Thank you, Lord. Put your hand. Speak to them, Lord. Let them know that you got us on an assignment to train apostolic believers. Not a denomination. It's just what you wanted from Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. We thank you for it. We thank you that it's being done. Just keep helping us, Lord. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Leroy, you may come. I want to do the benediction tonight because this is the beginning of a new territory. Grab your Bibles. I'm going to give you a benediction out of the Bible. And I want you to meditate the verse because it will help us carry over what the Lord has given us the assignment to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, there's three specific things there that I want to speak over you tonight. And with the stuff I've ministered to you, you can carry it out. But it's three, it's grace and love and power. You see it there in the last verse of 2 Corinthians 13, 14. We're going to raise our hand and receive this benediction, both here and online. I have a lot of faithful people online, a lot of faithful partners online. You know, they hear every Sunday and every Wednesday, over 1,000. So I want you to receive this. Put your hand up. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let that grace set on you tonight. And number two, the love of God be upon you in every situation you're dealing with. You have grace and love. And the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Y'all meditate that verse. Those three things, that communion with the Holy Ghost, in my meditation, I found out it's power. as the Holy Ghost communicate to you power to handle any situation, all right? So you're dismissed online. And